Okay, we have a few minutes. A few minutes, just there's a lot of noise, so we'll just discuss a few things. I have a few loose ends I want to discuss with you from the Sefer Shari Biapum Bar Haraf Tezna. Number one, let's discuss about some just bare bones halachas relating to the writing of the Megillah. Anyone in here write a Megillah? Rav Meir, you didn't write a Megillah with all your skills and talents, you never wrote a Megillah? Your own Megillah?
I can type a
Megillah. A silt screen Megillah. Like Rabbi Cohen spoke about. It's possible, 100%. So here are some interesting shots. First of all, does the Megillah have to have Tagin? So you'd be shocked. The Megillah is, there's a very big problem with the Megillah. The Megillah is called in one place a Sefer, and another place called an Igeres. So what is it? Is it a Sefer? Or if it's a Sefer, it has all the laws of a Sefer Torah. But if it's an Igeres, it's a letter, then it would seem to have a whole different set of rules. Halacha l'maisa, we treat l'chadchila Megillah like a Sefer. And if l'chadchila, the Ramah says, we do everything like you do in a Sefer Torah, which means Tagim. The minig is that the same way you have Tagim in the Sefer Torah, you have Tagim in the Megillah. Now, it's very, very common. Over the Megillah, you will see that the Sefer likes to embellish the Tagim. The Tagim on a Zion, Shana Skate, you also have three Tagim. Three Tagim is one in the middle, and there's one on the right, one on the left. You ever look very carefully in the Sefer Torah, next time you get an Aliyah, the Tag on the right, the one in the center is the tallest, goes all the way up, and the one on the right is a little bit taller than the one on the left. So you have three Tagim. The tallest is the center. The second tallest is the one on the right. And the least tallest, the one on the left. When you get an Aliyah, you'll notice the three sides of the Tagim. Why is that so? Because the right represents Midas HaRachamim, the left is Midas HaDin, and you want to show that the Midas HaRachamim prevail over the Midas HaDin. So every Shana says you have that. In the Megillah, there are many words that you have three letters next to each other which have three tagim. Parshandosa. Or is it par? Is that one of the words? What? Pashegen. What?
Pashegen.
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 Pashegen. No, not Pashegen. No, okay. Okay, whatever there. There are many words in the Megillah. The language is a little bit different. Shashkaz. Gaz, so you have three letters sometimes that are next to each other. Three letters next to each other. Each one of the three letters has tagim. So Seifrim, they love to have, you have nine tagim. 3, 6, 9. So they like to make a circle. It looks very nice. You have nine tagim next to each other. You'll find the Megillah three words next to each other. Three words next to each other. Three letters next to each other, and each of the three letters has three tagim, so a total of 3, 6, 9, and they're all next to each other. So instead of having 3, 3, 3 in each one, the middle tag is in the center, and then there are two tagim that come up on the sides, so it looks jagged, like it's supposed to look. But in the Megillah, they'll make a nice design out of it, a nice little circle. So is that proper? Is that proper? So some want to say, listen, a Megillah does, in a Sefer Torah, it's not the right thing to do. You're not going to score points. Okay, if you have this in the Sefer, then you do have situations like this in the Sefer Torah. If a Sefer were to do this in the Sefer Torah, we have Shana's gates, three letters, and then we do this, make a nice little circle, it's not going to go off well. Okay, he's not going to make more money for the Sefer Torah. Adarama, people who are not going to buy the Sefer Torah, because that's not kahalach, that's shloi kedin. In the Megillah, someone want to argue, since you don't even really need tagim, it's an igeres. The Mechaber, Beis Yosef says you don't need tagim altogether in the Megillah. And the Ramah says, Nehagim lahader, with you don't have to be so medactic that the tagim should be according to the height. The one in the center is straight, and the ones on the sides are right and left, a little bit taller. You already have some room to work where you allow the chatchila to make a circle, to make it beautiful, to make it mechuder in that fashion where it's artistic. This is one of the very interesting different types of Megillahs. Another example is you have artwork. Today it's very popular. They have crowns. crowns. On top of Hamelach Megillah, every Megillah, the top of the word Hamelach. And on top of the Melach, some Megillahs they have crowns, and some are color crowns. Or is that proper? Or is it not proper? So again, it's the same question. Yeah, the Megillah is called the Sefer in one pasuk, and another pasuk is called it's called the Negeres. What's the Iker? Is the Iker the Sefer? Is the Negeres? If it's the Negeres, you can be lenient. If it's the Sefer, it has to be Halach. You're not allowed to have this. And the Sefer Torah, if you were to have a crown, you would have a design artwork. The Sefer Torah is puzzle. It's as puzzle as can possibly be. And the Megillah, it's so different than Hagim. There are B'nai Torah that are very makbul that you're not supposed to have anything like just like a Sefer Torah. Targum has to be perfect. No crowns, no artwork, no there's not no designs whatsoever. On the other hand, there are people that are very makel that say, no, it's not mamash Sefer, it's a Negeres, and you can be makel. Okay, another Shiloh.
The big
Oisius is the Mesira. The big Oisius is the Mesira. What?
If you don't have it,
if you don't have the big oysters, it's still kosher. It's not ma'akev.
Yes,
Sefer Torah, no, not mukha. I think it's fair shochnuch. It's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev either. I believe not. It's not ma'akev. In the Sefer Torah, if it's discovered, Sefer forgets to make the big letters and the small letters, it's kosher. I think also it's not ma'akev. I believe it's kosher. Missing the dots. So I think it's a fair shochnuch in the Yordea. He's the not ma'akev. If they're supposed to be there, that's the way it's supposed to be. But if you don't have, they have to have the ticks. You don't have the dots, the upside down nuns. You don't have the letters, the big letters and the small letters. They're not ma'akim. I believe it's Mefarish Ramah. But of course, the Chatili should have these things fixed as soon as possible. Okay, another interesting thing about a Megillah. What?
Lettering like that.
Yes. Yes. It's not ma'akim in the Sefer Torah. So certainly it's not going to be ma'akim in the Megillah. Okay, another thing, does a Megillah require Atzei Chayim? Does anyone here have a Megillah that has an Eitz Chayim?
No good.
What? So Takas of the Chassam, some hold that you must have an Eitz, you must have at the end. Some hold that it's at the end, yeah. It's not so simple. Some didactican they have on their Megillah, you'd be shocked to know this. The front has nothing, but there's a Hakpada that some people, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sfer Shulchan Aruch, the Tzricho Amud B'Soifa. Shochnoch Sardin, they have a you buy a nice, you can add more cost to the Megillah, get a silver Eitz Chaim. Only one at the end, it's a Negeres. A Sefer Torah has two. It's not only a Sefer Torah, it's a Negeres, so you have to have one. So Taka, some people, they'll have a nice Eitz Chaim at the end. No, pull is in the front, that's a little thing they pull. But the end needs an Eitz Chaim. However, the Ramah says, Shenohagu Sheloi Lasois Lo Omud Klal. The Ramah says the meaning is not to do this. And that is what is. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says, shocking, that the Gra, okay, we're talking about a Gra Megillah. It's very selective, what a Gra. I've never seen a Gra Megillah with an Eitz Chaim. Never. The Gra says no. He holds that you should have. The thing that the Gra holds, you should have an Eitz Chaim. One side. The end should have it because that's where you roll it. You roll it to the end, not the front. The front nothing. The end should have it because Sefer has them both. A Megillah has one at the end, not at the beginning. They stitch on sometimes a little handle, a little thing to pull it, but that's not an Indian. A Gra Megillah has 11 lines. Okay, the base of the Gra Megillah, the Gra holds. Okay, this is another topic, right in the Megillah. How in the Aseres B'nei Haman, this comes from a Braisa. It says there that the Aseres B'nei Haman have to be Beroish Hamud. It says the ace. And the last Aseres, the 11th line, has to be on the bottom. Okay, there's a very big shayla of what it means in this Braisa. It's a Medrash or a Braisa. I forgot all the. We went on a shiur on this. We went through the whole Gra Megillah, all the details. Maybe we'll do it again, maybe not. But the Gra Megillah, the Braisa seems to indicate that the Aseres B'nei Haman has to be in its own column. Has to stand in its own column, which in its own column is 11 lines. The first one must be in the top of the column, and the last one must be on the bottom of the column. So what do you do if you have a Megillah? Standard Megillahs today are 21 lines. There are different standards today, standardized. There's a 21-line Megillah. If you have a 21-line Megillah, and the Aseres B'nei Haman are only 11 lines, what are you going to do? You can have 11 lines, so what are you going to do with the other 11 lines? What with half of the column? It's blank. So you make it bigger. The Gra says he can't make it bigger because there's no Masara to make big letters other than the letters that are part of the tradition. So most of us don't follow the Gra in this respect. We make a 21-line Megillah. I think there's a 22-line Megillah, which is problematic. The reason why the 22 Megillah is problematic is because the last line is blank. The last line is empty. It doesn't go all the way down to the very, very end. But that's tradition. It should be like that. On a 22-line Megillah, the last line is supposed to be blank. I don't know how these things work. But so if you don't have a Gra Megillah, if you have a Gra Megillah, so what do you make? You make that column very large. So the first word starts on the top of the line, the last word ends on the bottom of the line, and takes up the entire column. The Gra says you cannot do that. So if that section can only have 11 lines, all the entire Megillah can only have 11 lines.
Yeah,
that's called a Gra Megillah.
Yeah, very thin Megillah.
You ever saw Gra Megillah? Yeah, 11 line Megillah, very popular. 11 lines, the whole Megillah, a lot of parchment. There are a lot of problems with the Gra Megillah. What's the number one problem? The number one problem is the margins. If you have a Gra Megillah, the rule is you have to have on the bottom 4 fingers worth of space, and on the top 3 fingers worth of empty space. Now that's not so real. What I just told you is not 100% accurate, because that halacha is only said by a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah requires 4. If you get an aliyah, you'll notice in the bottom of a new Sefer Torah, there'll be exactly a fist of blank parchment from the bottom of the parchment to the ksav. On the top is exactly 3 fingers worth. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says it in the Gemara, in fact, in Sechel Megillah. The question is, does that rule apply to a Megillah as well? So many Paiskim say no. That stringency of having on the bottom 4 and 3 on top is unique to a Sefer Torah, does not apply to a Megillah. Megillah, you could have nothing, just a teeny mashu. These rules don't apply. However, those that are Mahader, a more expensive Megillah, will adhere to all of the rules of a Sefer Torah for a Megillah. Tagim, and the everything, the way it's written, and even the margins. So very good. You have a Gra Megillah, only 11 lines, because if the Aseres B'nei Haman must be on one column, and it only can be 11 lines, and we don't want to change the font size throughout the entire Megillah, so everything is going to be 11 lines. And we're also going to have on the bottom 4 fingers worth of blank space, and 3 fingers on the top. Now I got a new problem. I've just created for you a new nightmare. The new nightmare is, if you only have 11 lines, and you write very, very average size font size, and Sofer writes average size, and you're leaving 4 parchment on the bottom, 4 and 3 on top, the combined margin space is greater than
writing.
The writing. And that's puzzle. Our rule for writing is the amount, it's not called a sefer, it's not even called a Megillah, unless you have, there's more in the column, there's more writing space than there is blank, margin space. So when you write a gross Megillah, you're running into a nightmare problem, because the average 11 lines is going to be written very small, and then you're going to have 4 on the bottom, 3 on top, you're going to have more blank space than writing space. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is, don't have on the bottom 4 and 3. Have only on the bottom 2 and 1, or 3 and 2. But is it kedai? Which halacha has more weight than halacha?
Well, one of the posts going to help. You must have it like a sefer Torah.
We don't know what the Gra. No one knows. No one knows what the Gra himself used. Big mystery what the Gra himself used. We have no record what kind of Megillah he had.
That's a big problem on your phone.
So what has more weight in halacha? Should I rather have a Megillah that has 4 on the bottom, 3 on top, and have a lot of lines, and have the Aseres Mehaman gigantic size letters? Or should I have only 11 lines and have less space? More space is for sure no good. Don't have more. If you have too much space, that's for sure no good. I'll have less space. But there's a solution. You know what the solution is? The Sofer should write the 11 lines in extra large font size. Extra large turkey feathers. Extra takes a lot of skill. It's not so easy to write big. You think it's easy to write? It's easy to write small. It's not so easy for very small. Is very hard. Small is easier. You have to write, a Sofer has to write very large letter size. Very large. That way you'll have 11 lines and you'll have 3 on the bottom and 2 on top. You have a lot of complications. all these complications add up.
Could you write it so that the 11 lines come out to be equal to the 20 whatever lines? If you increase the font size?
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. You make that a good Gra Megillah, an expensive Gra Megillah will be a very large type. In order that there'll be more, you'll have four on the bottom, three on top, and there'll be more space in writing than there is blank space on top of the bottom. That's a very good Gra Megillah. What? You have to fold it a lot. You have to do a lot of folding. Now the truth is, this issue of having that Seres Benihamin on one column is not agreed upon all opinions. Someone has said it's not so. You just have to start the Seres Benihamin on the top. And after you finish, you can continue. And sometimes just the opposite. You can start. You have to finish on the bottom. That the aseris has to be on the bottom, but the top can be lines. And some even more makel, you could have writing on top and writing on the bottom. The Megillah of the Chassam Sofer, we have it. The Megillah of the Chassam Sofer, have it locked up in the Kodesh. Not just joking. The Megillah that the Chassam Sofer had, the Aseres, just joking, the Chassam Sofer, his Megillah, we have it over here, it's in the Aron Kodesh. His Megillah, we have his Tefillin. No one would buy his Tefillin today, no one would buy his Megillah today, but it's Kodesh Kadoshim, Chassam Sofer, it was not like the Chassam Sofer. In his Megillah, the Aseres, the Haman, was smack in the middle. Had all of the chesronos. It was written, there were lines of ksav on top, there were lines of ksav on the bottom, and in the middle was the aseres nehaman, violating all the rules, all of the diktukim from the brayis and these sources of how the aseres. The answer is they loosely interpret what it means in the brayis, so that it just should be given the beginning of the row and end, and the end of the row. It does not necessarily mean that it should be on one column. So the Chassam Sofer himself wrote that this is not right. He actually writes, but he says, this is what I have, this is the tradition, what I have. So I mean, he still used that Megillah, even though he acknowledged that it was not Mechuda. Very interesting. This is the Megillah that he had. And there's another very interesting, you look at the Megillah, it's a very interesting thing. It says that Aseres Nehaman, this blank space in between the name and the ace, is supposed to be double the ksaf. Now you're looking at in a Megillah that's not Mehudar, there's very little space for the Aseres Bnei Haman. They say they want to save money on the parchment. So you have the Aseres Bnei Haman, and then there's a small amount of space, and it says ace, 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 ace. And it's a narrow column. Aseres Bnei Haman, and then all of the aces, they're pressed together. That's not Mehudar. What's Mehudar is you have to have a lot of space in between the Aseres Bnei Haman and all of the aces. The amount of space in between is double the combined text. In other words, take Parsha and Dasa and take ace, figure out how many letters, and whatever amount of space, double that, and that's how much space is going to be in between, in the blank space between the column on the right and the column on the left. Double the space. That's a lot of space. And by the way, that makes it very hard for the for the Baal Kriya to read. You ever look at the Baal Kriya when he reads Aseres Bnei Haman? You have to go, yeah, that's really the way it is. It's really by heart. It's good, it's good by heart. But
you look down the names.
It's much easier, it will be so much easier if all of the aces are really right next to each other. Parsha and Dasa and the ace. So then you can read it very quickly. But that Shalai Kehalacha. That Shalai Kehalacha, the blank space in between Parsha and Dasa and ace has to be double. Now the question is, what double? Double what? In the Megillah that's Mehudar, it'll be double the combined text of Parsha and Dasa and the ace, which is quite a bit of space. It's a very, very wide column. And especially in a HaMelech Megillah, it adds up to quite a bit. Okay. Going back in time. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. We can do the whole next week.
You're talking about the elevator, how they very nicely painted it shut. When they painted the door, they sealed it.
What?
Now it's better.
Yeah, now it's working. Oh, is that going to be out of
it? No, it's working now.
It's going to be shut.
Okay, one other quick thing. People are not answering this. Are you allowed to touch a Megillah? People don't know this halacha with your bare hands. Metami. So it's only an igaris. We know that a sefer, no one would dare touch a sefer Torah with their bare hands.
So you have to turn it. When they turn it, they flip it over.
No, no. Let's do this. So first of all, a sefer Torah, you wouldn't touch with your bare hands.
No, but when they turn the Megillah, it's like a letter.
No. So the answer is though. The answer is that the Megillah is the exception. The Megillah, you are allowed to touch with your bare hands.
Right.
You are allowed, but people don't know this halacha. You have to first wash the tefillas yadayim.
What?
You're not allowed to touch a Megillah before you wash the tefillah. You don't make a bracha, but it has kedusha. Stam yadayim. You come off come home from the street. You want to go review the Megillah, take out the Megillah, or even go to people are not nizer. Generally, halacha person is supposed to wash his hands before he davens mincha ma'arif. Many shuls have a sink in the shul itself. Most people are not nizer in this. They assume their hands are clean. They went to the Beis HaKissi not that long ago. Baruch Hashem, we live in modern times, and people are pretty. Their hands are pretty clean. They go to the Beis HaKissi every so often. They wash their hands. The assumption is they're not touching a part of their body that is not clean, so they don't wash their hands. They assume their hands are clean. But people that are more nizer in this halacha before they daven, that's the halacha, before they daven mincha, before they daven ma'arif, they wash their hands because stam yadayim, your hands are stam yadayim. Certainly, at least you should be nizer before you touch a Megillas Esther. You should not wash until you wash the Tilas Yadayim. That is halacha that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, and many people don't know this. Many people very often they go away and they just the Megillah is start looking touching the Megillah. It's not proper. You should first wash your hands the Tilas Yadayim before you touch. You know, you're allowed to touch it, but there is such an inyan. Okay, you're allowed to put in dots, nekudos. Some I've seen this in some Megillas. Some people they cheat. They don't know how to read certain words.
It's like paint pictures that you had.
In a chanami, some say it's the same thing, it's mutter. Exactly, some say it's mutter. In the Sefer Torah, a better question. Why can't for a bar mitzvah boy? They're putting a few little dots. No one's watching. What? No, nothing. Puzzle. If you go before Shabbos, the mitzvah boy has a hard time reading a couple of words. He always makes mistakes. So a symbol. Take a pencil. What's the big thing?
I'll ask you a better
shot. Take a pencil.
Can you take a stencil with the thing on it?
I'll put on top of it.
Yes. And it hasn't. Yes.
Yes.
You can take a,
I don't know,
a plexiglass or
take a thin glass. You come before Shabbos, they put on top, and you just put in some pencil marks.
I can read.
You're not going to, in an Orthodox shul, you're not going to do this.
You can do this, no problem with it.
You're not reading it directly. You're reading it through the glasses. You're saying you're looking like glass, the chatzitz, right? You're looking through the glasses. Is it chatzitz in my glasses? I'm not looking at the ksav.
You can have a chatzitz.
What? So I'm reading it through a chatzitz. I'm putting a piece of plastic on top of the Sefer Torah.
Magnifying glass, you can't read it through a magnifying glass.
So that's it. It's glasses. That's the glasses. So when it comes to glasses, the drum should be make, obviously, even though that's not so simple, you should know.
Some people are not.
They only wear glasses.
They take off their glasses when
they're laying. They get an aliyah. Really?
I never saw
some people do that.
They want me to. A lot of times they want me to lay and say, I don't have my glasses. I see glares and I will not lay.
Without. Some people, they put on special reading glasses to lay.
It's not seeing.
Okay, so this is something which is not so simple at all, to go lay with glasses. Halacha l'maisa, it's not an issue today. Drum shooting, you wear
glasses.
Except, of course. But after they kach to go and say you can go put a piece of a plastic piece with a. Then go fill in the kudos and put it on top. Listen, we've never seen this. Is it technically awesome? L'chor or not?
No one ever.
L'chor or not?
It's a lot of work, and you got to line it up to each safe.
A lot of work. What's if a bar mitzvah boy?
It's got to be lined up to the specific safe. Is laning?
People spend a bar mitzvah boy tens of thousands of dollars. So to go give someone $15 to go put in a few dots on a piece of plastic, it's not a matter of it's not something that is going to go off well. It's not traditional. It's not. Is it technically also l'chor or not? Can you say it's also? Probably in conservative shul, they would probably do something like this. But it's not something that you do now. But this you do see now. You've seen Megillah. So you go to someone's house, they ask you to lay in Megillah, and they give you a Megillah to lay it from. You don't have your own Megillah, they give you a Megillah, and lo and behold, in the Megillah, Someone put in dots. I've seen this many times on certain words. Yeah, many times.
Gila with dots?
Yeah, I've seen the Gila with the Haman in the middle, the Assassin smack in the middle. And I've seen with dots. I've seen some very interesting types of parchment. All different types of parchments. Not all parchments are the traditional type of parchment, deer skin and the other types of skins. But so is that you allowed to do that? Not really. B'dieved, it's okay.
Why?
Why is it okay? What? B'dieved? Igeres.
What is the parchment? What difference is it?
Oh, the parchment? No, that's okay. Parchment is okay, but what about the putting in the dots? L'chatchila, no. In a Sefer Torah, there will be a dot, even one little dot of Sefer Torah is possible. You put a dot in a pencil mark on the dot. And the Megillah, it's not possible. Is it an Igeres or is it a Sefer? So it's totally in the same minion. It's not a Hiddur, but it does not make it.
They put markings in the mark, they're fixing it.
That's not so simple. They have to erase those marks. They don't erase those marks. It's a shadow of the Sefer Torah's apostle. That's a very big problem.
The first line about the security of the Sefer Torah, they were talking about putting little holes in the beginning. They punch little micro holes in the beginning with his.
Yeah, I used to do that. I did that.
Said, no, Rabbi Shah Passim, you can't do that.
Kibbutz holes? Those little tiny holes?
No, because.
Bazillion?
You're adding something. No, you can't.
The holes are microscopic, teeny little pinholes.
They used to say a guy wanted to know the end of the puzzle was he would scratch.
Oh, yeah, that for sure not. I'm talking about they had a system. I did this in all the Sefer Torah. My father's shul is they give you this many years ago. I'm sure they give you this little guide, and they give you a needle that is so, so small, right. And you do it on the parchment, the very, very bottom.
Yeah.
Every couple of. Yeah, if you're allowed to do that. You're not writing, you can't detect
it.
You can't detect anything. All right, okay. It could be, and that way, if it's ever stolen, they can right away.
Yeah, that was the first solution was they did the micro holes.
Yeah.
But now they do it by analyzing the
writing. Like Saf, they don't need it. The computer can detect it by itself. They don't do anything else.
Because there was a whole problem.
Okay, another just idea is this is more of a drush. All of the parshios in the Megillah are stumos.
Yes.
You know, in the Sefer Torah, the psucha and a stuma. Psucha begins on a new line, and a stuma begins in the same line after you skip 9 spaces. A psucha is like a new chapter. A stuma is like a paragraph. So, in the Megillah, all of the parashios are stumos. There is no such thing as a psucha, which is symbolic. It's telling us that that's exactly what the Megillah is all about. It is something that is sosum, it is concealed from us, and through the reading of the Megillah, that is the psicha. That is what opens up the miracle of the Ma'aseh Purim. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll pick it up tomorrow.